It is just a phenomenon that arises because of birth. And then there is a sustained phase of growth leading to aging and dying. So this body is not really you because of its impermanent nature. It goes the way of nature. It arises because of the biological order. This physical body is governed by the biological order of nature. It's part of the nature's law. All the food that you eat, the air that you breathe, and the water you drink sustain this body. The way you wash it, clean it, and maintain its health are all dependent on the karmic inheritance behind it. If your karmic force is such that it is time to go, no matter how well you may try to take care of it, it will still go. Death will still occur. But when the physical body dies, what actually happened? Living beings take death as somebody died. They say somebody died. But the actual meaning is different. You can see clearly. It's just this mental part or consciousness that's separate from the physical body. And they call this death. When the physical body is devoid of consciousness, what will happen to the physical body? It decays, goes the way of nature. And you can feel no more pain. You can do an autopsy on it, cut it, and there is still no pain. It does not know what is going on because there is no more consciousness. All the consciousness of seeing, smell, taste, tactile, etc. are all gone. So when this physical body is devoid of consciousness and the other supporting condition, it behaves differently and it is no more you. The entity erased. It becomes only element and it returns to nature. So that is the reason why the body is not you.